Talking underwater. We've all tried it, and we've all heard our words become a garbled mess. The message of a fish, however, never gets watered down. Let's go in for a closer look. And don't worry, the water's warm.
When I think of warm water streams in this aquarium, we're talking about water that's in the 70s. The aquarium mimics a large pool of water in a stream. And the types of fish that you would see in an aquarium like this are the smallmouth bass, the largemouth bass, the channel catfish, the bluegill, the red ear, the white bass.
Paul Reister is the Western Kentucky District Fisheries Biologist.
Fish separate based on their feeding habitats. The minnows, you see them schooled up, swimming closer to the top. They stay in a group for avoidance of being eaten. But they also stay near the top because the minnows feed more on the microscopic algae in the water column. And most of that algae a lot of times is near the surface where you have the sunlight. The catfish, you'll see them more towards the bottom because they're omnivores. That means they feed off the bottom for small bugs, dead dying fish, crayfish.
And what about the fish with all the teeth and the long snout? Gar.
They feed throughout the water column. They're more likely to chase a minnow or a dying minnow. They're fish eaters. They're going to be seen, you know, out in the river swimming in the eddies chasing fish, or in a lake, they're going to be swimming out in more of the open water.
So which fish is the most fleet of fin? Well, that yank on your fishing pole may give you a clue.
The fastest fish in the warm water aquarium is your largemouth bass. It's a predator fish. It feeds by sight. It seeks out its bait, and it chases it down. In the warm water stream, the bass is going to be your top predator.
Coloration of fish is instrumental in their survival.
On the top of the fish, you'll see more of a dark color. If you're on top of the water looking down, the bottom's going to look dark. And so the fish will blend in with the dark bottom because you see the dark top of the fish. Whereas if you're underneath the fish looking up into the sunlight and the bottom of the fish is light colored, he's going to blend in with that light color background. So it's an adaptation that the fish have to conceal themselves within the water column.
The temperature of this warm water aquarium is set at 74 degrees. However, in the natural world, water temperatures fluctuate, so warm water and cold water are relative to the season. Outside in the living stream, you may notice the same fish, but at different levels of activity based on temperature.
The fish in the warm water aquarium have scales except for your catfish. It has more of a skin type where the bass have the scales, the bluegill have the scales, and it serves as a protection for the fish. It's kind of like their armor. All fish have an air bladder or a buoyancy bladder. It helps them maintain their position in the water column. They can put air into their air bladder to help them stay higher in the water column, or they can release air from their air bladder to stay closer to the bottom.
Often our interest in water stops at the surface, but below is an ecosystem as rich as any we might see on the drier lands around us, both inside at the aquarium area and outside at the Toyota Living Stream. The underwater world of Kentucky is revealed and ready for our curiosities to dive right in.